Father, we do just come before you and thank you just for your goodness. And while we're here yet in this crazy world, where we know that you're in control, Father, I just pray that you would speak to us today. I pray for the beings and Karen and Andy and Davis and all, Lord, that you would just sustain them and heal them and touch them. And for Larry and Cindy and Darlene, your children need your touch. We just ask that you would do that. In Jesus' name. All right. If I read ahead, I'm going to give you your homework assignment for next week, if I'm allowed to come back up. But today I'd like to look at verses 11 through 19. And you want to read?
Sure.
Luke 17, 11 and 19.
I'll let you all get that.
Huh?
I was letting them off from there. Now it happened, as he went through Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then, as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well."
Okay. Any questions? None? I have a bunch of them. All right, so we have Jesus talking and leaving and going with the disciples, and of course we find him again heading through Samaria. I think it's important to keep in mind that really this is only the second time we hear of him going through Samaria. And can anybody tell me what happened the last time Jesus went through Samaria? What's that?
Woman
of
the
well. Said that he must needs go through there. He had a desire to meet the Samaritan woman. But I think when we consider the message in John 4 is where that came from. At the end, we hear in John 4, 23-24, it says, "The hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking for such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in the spirit and truth." And when, as I look at this, I really believe that this little section is the same story. Not the same people, but the same scenario, that God's looking for those who worship him, to worship him in spirit and truth. And so we have this lesson here from these lepers. So, does anybody know what leprosy is? Oh, there was a doctor back there. It's not what I have.
Well, didn't they used to send people to a leper colony in Hawaii? Didn't there used to be a leper colony in Hawaii?
Yeah,
it
was a
leper
colony. That's where Rainbow ended in Hawaii.
I think the one time it was yes.
Basically, leprosy is a blood disease, a bacterial disease that's working inside, fighting against your body, that you don't know if it attacks your nervous system. And the fun things about that is that eventually your body can lose nubs, fingers, parts,
That's what my cats do.
Eat lettuce. So, leprosy, other than Naaman, who was a Gentile, and a few people we see that are healed of leprosy, but leprosy is just something, it's an internal thing, it's like sin. It's working within you, and it's eating up our lives, and many times people become sensitized, and it's killing them, and they don't even know it.
Neuropathy, isn't that similar? In some ways, when people get that, they lose the feeling in their feet and all, or wherever.
Yeah, with this, you actually start losing your body parts too. Like, it'll start falling even with it. But James, it's kind of like in James, how it tells us that each one's tempted in his own way. We were talking about that last Saturday. He's in place, and when his desire is conceived, he gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's born, brings forth death. So that natural thing going on inside our lives, there isn't in many of our lives. We have things going on that we're aware of and sensitized to. Last week we talked about breaking up the fallow ground and not allowing the things that we're customary to hearing all the time, hardening our hearts. And then it becomes hard to realize when you're getting nibbled on by the enemy, where you're in flesh. So these men, these 10 lepers, they look to Jesus when they see him coming, they lift up their voices, and Jesus asked them, have mercy. We are told that they looked from afar off, and that's important because that was the law, that they were separated during this time. What is mercy? Come on.
Not getting what we do deserve.
What does that mean?
That means I am guilty and I deserve to be locked in prison forever, but God lets me live out here. Sorry,
it's also having compassion. It's not, you're not getting what you deserve, but it comes from a heart of compassion. And so that's important to realize. So these men, when they see Jesus coming, they say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Doesn't even say what they asked for, does it? Just says, have mercy. And that was his response.
Show yourself
to the priest. Yeah. Okay. Go show yourself to the priest. That's my mercy.
Well, that would also be following the laws of the time.
Right. And that is exactly what Jesus is dealing with here, because he tells them to go show yourself to the priest, because in those days it was up to the priest to determine whether you were clean or unclean based on your skin or your house. And so they had to take away, and so you would go and get examined by the priest. If you were unclean, you were separated. If you were clean, it started a whole another system, a whole other set of rules to have atonement made for your sin. Have atonement made. And a bunch of sacrifices had to take place. And if you want to read about them, they're fun. About your wool being leprous in your house and all these things. Leviticus 13 and 14, if you'd like to study that, you're welcome to. So we have this issue, and they say that Jesus had mercy on us, and this is like a Psalm 40, verse 11, says, don't withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. And look, guys, whether we know it or not, there's issues going on with their life, and when we see Jesus, I think that is the proper initial conversation. Have mercy, Lord. I ran through the whole building to see a fine where it's beeping from me. So, it's in your imagination.
Maybe somebody tells us.
Could be. And so they stood afar off asking Jesus for mercy. what I want to say today. Do we have a God that heals today?
Yes.
Was that unanimous, or are we still have people back there wondering? I'm not being smart. I'm just asking.
Well, it's an absolute miracle that ended people in Tennessee even lit.
Okay. Well, they were
two different words.
Mm-hmm. At least that's what my opinion.
Yep, you're right.
So I think maybe
and then you have
one got a deeper revelation than the other nine did.
And he saw it as healed. They were cleansed, and then he saw it as healed. And then he came back and worshiped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at your. Because it's interesting. They think there's a cleansing that can take place. There's all kinds of meetings out there in the world that God can touch people's lives and they can walk away and be cleansed from that sickness, but not healed.
So interesting, that word for healed could point to the Christ.
Yeah,
I'm studying
my Greek every day.
I said it's all Greek.
But that word means to heal or make whole. To cure, heal, to make whole.
Did it say
so? Can you say it again in ways?
At well, over.
It's, that doesn't look like how you say that word.
Okay.
I can't say how. How's that?
I think it's Jewish.
But the other one is to make clean or cleanse or purify, purge. Mm-hmm. So one is to be made whole, and the other one is just to purge. You know, yeah. So he obviously had a spiritual healing. The one that came back, in addition to the physical, he was made whole.
Sorry, I'm actually looking at
this. Well done now, good and faithful Chris.
You started it, Chris.
I struggle with it. More than
now
that.
I'm with him.
What would you know about the subject?
I struggle with it more than that.
And that's a different word than, that he had to do. So you have the cleansing and. See, I learn all the time as we go through it, and then I'm like, think you know what you want to say, and there's a lot to it, because, I'm not being smart. You ask for healing daily. So
were they all healed? And the one just...
Yes. And see, that's an issue. That's something that's pretty cool. It says they were all cleansed along the way.
They were all cleansed along the way. And then one of them saw that he was healed.
Right.
So were they all cleansed and healed? And he's the one that they were
healed? The other must have known that they were cleansed.
Yeah, because they wouldn't have gone to the priest if they didn't feel that they were cleansed and healed from others. When he said go, yeah, they wouldn't have gone, I don't think. But on the way, they were touched. But the main thing is as we hear from the Lord, many times things happen when we just walk in our own way. We take those steps of faith. Yes?
I just looked up the definition.
Cleanse. Okay.
And the definition, in this sense, says make something, especially the skin, thoroughly clean. This preparation will cleanse and tighten the skin. So possibly all their skin was healed,
that's it.
But the one that was healed
was in them.
Do you know what I mean? The outside was
internal. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you have the surface healing and then you have your faith is made you.
Well, a whole lot different than getting healing from something's going on and to be made whole.
Correct. Yes. I think he deals that daily. Yes.
So Jesus cleansed all of them, but only healed one? That's what we're learning with here. Were they all cleansed and healed, and they're the only one that realized it?
I personally, when I look at it and read it all, I feel like they were all dealt with the same.
He says, we're not there 10 cleansed, Jesus asked.
Right.
So he was known.
And then he tells him, your faith made you.
Verse 19 says it because the right of what I would have had faith that made me.
Right.
One had faith. Because people say, where are you at 9? I clean 10.
Right.
One thing is somebody who's like healed a brain cancer, but still doesn't know the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you just think, like, God is the one that allowed that healing, but they still are not entering in
right.
Union and faith with the Lord.
Many people cry out to the Lord from And they hear go, and they go, and there's a cleansing, but there's no worship.
That's it.
There's no thank you. There's no come back to the equation.
Doesn't it take spiritual health and wholeness to recognize who Jesus is and go and worship him? I mean, there's a guy who's completely made.
Yeah, well, yeah, he sees,
he realizes,
right.
That's the Lord.
Yes. But when you see your good deeds, when you glorify your Father who's in heaven, right? We, that's what Jesus said, are able to walk in a way that the Lord can work through us, that the people around us, one another, even in fellowship outside, that things can be going on, that when they see it, they know it's not you, and they give God glory. They come to worship him and say, hey, I understand that there is only one teacher.
Right.
And there's only one person to thank, and that's Jesus for teaching me. And so, yeah, and many times the truth is we come to Jesus for a cleansing, but we don't come for a healing. Or we don't want to be made whole, we just want to be fixed. And we want to be touched from a distance. And we don't allow that touch of the Lord to motivate worship. To draw us back into fellowship. Look, the law was given as a tutor to what? To bring us to Christ. So when this man was healed, he went bypassed the law and understood the heart behind it and went right after to the Lord and went right to the Lord and said thank you and worshiped him. Sometimes we have to go past the law. I mean, now we don't even kind of look at it, right? It's not, I mean, we're not subject to the law.
So it's like that the man who came back and worshiped God, he didn't just receive cleansing, he received the Holy Spirit. That's the way I look at it. He received God because he knew that his sense and his worship now was to God through
right.
cleansing. He received that. And not everybody does. They receive the cleansing, but not really the Holy Spirit. And they don't let him in.
Right.
Yep. I don't know where the verse is, but many are called, but few are chosen.
Okay.
I like it. It's the Pharisees, too, because the Pharisees always wanted a sign. Jesus said, all you want is a sign, there's no faith. He's lying. Kind of demonstrated that there was like a Pharisee saying, oh, okay, I got my master, it's not me.
Well, this whole thing, I think, spurred the next conversation with Pharisees.
Mm-hmm.
The healing.
Right, I saw it going on there, right, yeah.
I don't want to talk about that. Oh, anyway.
Can I say one quick thing?
Sure.
And that is that I don't believe, from think of heard and read, whatever, no one else got healed of leprosy ever. So New Testament time, yes, okay. Well, hold on there. But like, it was not a thing where somebody got healed and then they went to the priest. The priest, I'm sure, was pretty surprised when they showed up. And so for them to go is one thing. And believe that's pretty miraculous for all 10 of them. And then for the tenth one to turn around and come back and realize that this is God, obviously. Because people don't get healed with leprosy. It doesn't happen.
Well, Mary was healed.
Yeah.
Most of
it.
So, what do you think?
My point is that this was not a common thing. That they were. This is not normal. So, they did all have.
I mean, it's not even came up.
Right.
They all have
faith. But the main point is the guy who turned around and realized that that's God. Because only God could have done this.
I just wanted to say that going through things as stressful as that, really the first thing you want out of the situation is, I want my life back. And that's what Jesus gave all 10. But 9 were having to just get the money they had back. One had a little different
happening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the truth is, guess what? Believers do it all the time.
Yeah.
Or Pete. They call out, they get cleansed, and then they come to the building to the priest to show themselves instead of just running after Jesus. You know? I mean, it's good to come and have fellowship, to come together, to build one another up, and to encourage one another. But the reality is when the Lord speaks to you, go worship Him where He is. Just stop and just enjoy fellowship with Him. Because it's as you go, you're cleansed. That's the truth in our lives. As we hear from the Lord and as we go and walk into the things that we hear, we are cleansed. But when we see the Lord working in our lives, do we just go on and just go about religion? Or do we come back to worship? Because when He touches you, does it touch you? Or are you like, oh, thank you, I'll call out next time I need help? And we do that a lot of times. We cry out what we need instead of just worshiping for who He is. And He's calling and drawing and wanting us to come near and to lift up, to encourage. And I do believe we have a better grip on how the Lord wants to heal if we know Him more. More intimately. Or it's always going to be a mystery. Debbie, were you going to say something? Anybody have anything? Ellis?
I told you I had a lot. I didn't want to go past these verses because the next couple of them we talk about a lot.
Well, this is just a human side thing. I know Gary indicated that it was a very rare thing for to heal the leprosy, but I'm saying this as being human. Like, sometimes your mind goes to that place, like, well, maybe I wasn't healed that day anyway. Like, maybe it was ending. You know, like, sometimes we justify, you know, like, as the guy was mentioning when we had COVID. And so, did the ivermectin heal me or did Jesus heal me? Well, I'll say that Jesus healed me, but I also took ivermectin. You know, so, like, sometimes our mortal minds can go to a place like, maybe I didn't really have leprosy and the priest confirmed it, you know, when I went there. And so, maybe I'm the only crazy one.
No, I agree with
you. Doesn't mean we don't agree with you.
So I think you can believe in God and pray for, you know, God to do something in your life, whether it's for sickness or whatever, and then it happens, and you say thank you, God, but He didn't. It may be that you didn't. You weren't like. God didn't really reveal Himself in that minute to you. But you keep doing that, and along your walk, as you grow, there comes a time when you know He reveals Himself to you.
Mm-hmm.
You are, with the, it's physical, spiritual, it's like, it's beyond, it's supernatural. Because you know that you were touched by God in that time frame, in that life, that time. But all the other times, you feel it at home. Behind the scenes when we don't even know it, you know? He's healing our bodies. We don't even know it, and so we're not even thanking Him. But then there comes a time when He does reveal Himself, I think.
Mm-hmm.
In every believer's life, but like you said, we're mortal and we say, well, was it that or was it that? You know, like maybe we obviously are hitting better anyway.
But it might not have an agent. A doctor could look at it and be like, well, maybe he misdiagnosed her, you know, it was a bad day and she was off. And she's like, no, I know. Like, what you told me is where we are and why it's kind of unexplainable, you know.
I think the first healing thing, you want to read. I think the first healing really is to die to ourselves and to let the Lord take preeminence in our lives. When we do that, I think we solve like 99.9% of the problems. You know what I mean? And this, I mean, so then it's like, Lord, it's what you want. What is your desire? How do you want me to, you know, what's your plan here? You choose, right? You choose. It's the old Abraham Lot thing. You know, dying stuff. I think when we, when self is on the throne, then that's not good.
By the way, we get they were all cleansed from surface issues. And the truth is that's all we ever deal with most of the time. We don't get past surface issues when we're crying out to the Lord. But he really wants to deal with, or when he deals with the surface issues, that we're not thankful, that we don't walk in thanksgiving and worship. I mean, the truth is, the simple fact that we're all in this room today and we're all breathing is because God's holding everything together. All he has to do is open his hand and we'd all be gone. We all have reasons enough, and we can look at that from a distance. And that can cleanse you from some stuff. But he wants to draw you in so that you can see how he's working more and more. And actually, the truth is you can see that you have a cleansed life, but as you walk with him, he heals your life. He can heal unforgiveness. He can heal just so many things, envy, strife. But it comes through worshiping him and coming to a place where we see who we are apart from him, who we are with him. Look, it's fine to be cleansed, but do you want to be made whole? The answer is worship Jesus. Come to his feet and let him lead you the next thing. Go your way, your faith has made you whole. I'll touch you for a cleansing, but come and worship me and then let me send you out again. And if it's just another surfacey area, let him take it. Get rid of the surface. You know, let him go deep, draw in that those so that, I mean, the Lord says that he's seeking after those who worship him in spirit and truth. And so the Lord's looking. And if we just have a heart that would just surrender and say thank you and come and just worship him for who he is, not for anything. You can worship him for what he's done, but just go worship him for the beauty of who he is. That word in verse 19 where he tells him your faith has made you well, that word well there is actually sozo, which is the same word where you get everything in the New Testament that says saved. That word could be your faith has saved you. It's the same Greek word. And so the Lord can cleanse, he deals with people. I believe that whether it's a doctor or whoever does it, my knee today is in the position it is because the Lord gave people the ability to make the material to do the job in the first place. Well, ultimately, he's the healer. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Usually man comes up with ways to rob, kill, and destroy from the Father, right? So we have to look at things and not look at it from a distance and stand afar off, but actually just thank the Lord for just the little blessings. And we can count them one by one and just start really thanking him for the little thing. And as you do it, it does a healing to your soul. There is forgiveness. There's peace. But most importantly, it's his will to walk in thanksgiving. To see him through who he is and just be thankful. That's God's will for our lives. Be thankful in all things. Pray without ceasing. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So it's hard to be thankful, but it is. Yes?
The one that turned back was a foreigner, so he wouldn't have presented himself.
The Samaritans were.
That's an interesting point.
He would have actually gone to their roots, but yes, because Samaritans were half breed or whatever you want to call them, half Jew, half. So they knew the law. Remember when she said, "Well, we worship on this mountain, but you Jews worship on this mountain," and he said that there'd be a time when you'd either worship it anywhere. So they had their own law. So Samaritans were created by Jewish people left in the land from the top 10 tribes of Israel being taken. And then they brought other Assyrians would bring people and resettle people. But then all this trouble was happening. So they came and said, what's the law? And they added the law onto their, the Jewish law onto their regular lives, and they tried to add the law and mix and match, and that's why they were considered. And then they troubled during the times when they tried to rebuild too. But yeah, foreigner. Mm-hmm.
And so interesting that when Stephen was giving his dissertation that got him stoned, that his very last comment was, all the people in Israel that had leprosy, and God healed Naaman, the
leper,
the Syrian, and that got him stoned. So there's something in there of Revelation about trying to put God in a box, who he can heal and who's his favorites and who is.
Well, it could also be a sign that God, Christ, was sent for the Gentiles too.
God has always been for the whole world. He just used certain things to be a picture or a type or however. The Jewish people, they built the tabernacle. What was the purpose for? What is, when Solomon dedicated the temple, what was the purpose for? I mean, it was to worship God, but what was the one key?
Because God was well with them.
Yeah.
They wanted to be united with God. They believed it. His place, his throne was in the temple, like,
the throne. Solomon's desire is that as they saw the people of God be blessed, that the outside world would come. And that's what the temple was there for, that so when people came, they'd see how good God is. Temple. So when the outside world sees it, they should be able to glorify God and see how good He is. And so as we walk and we see these things in our lives, I think instead of calling out from afar, we should draw near and come and worship Him, like it says in Hebrews, that we might obtain grace and mercy in our time of need. It is faith. We do need to ask Him to increase our faith. But I think more importantly, I think we need Him to increase our love for Him. It's a bigger revelation of who He is, because that's what it says. He's been forgiven much as loves much. So the more and bigger Jesus becomes, the smaller we become, and that is healing. When you decrease and He increases, there's healing. And I do think the Lord can touch, and if He ever gives wisdom on some things, fine. I know. Chris, you've gone to healing services, right? People got healed there, right?
I don't know.
I don't even mean that facetiously. Maybe someone said it wasn't for me. I wasn't there trying to judge. Maybe people got something out of it that I didn't see on the surface.
1 Thessalonians 5:23 tells us, now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, He's the one who preserves us. But notice it, spirit, soul, and body. He wants to deal with each aspect, all parts of our lives. And minister to us. And then right after that says, He who calls you is faithful. It's a work He does. He wants to do it, and He'll also do it, is what it says. So I just encourage everyone, what I got out of this is don't stand afar off. And when you see the Lord, first off, no matter what, if you are far off or if you're neither, if the Lord speaks, walk in what He's showing you. And when you see Him answer the thing that He was talking to you about while you're walking, go worship Him. Just continue to do that. And continue to do that. And keep coming to His feet. And worship Him. And as He said to him, I do believe it, your faith has made you whole. Because whether I have a physical illness, I can still be whole spiritually. And I don't mean to take away from His ability to touch you physically at all. Because I believe He can. I mean, if he can still form every child born in the mother's womb, I think he can touch and heal anything physically that's going on in your life today.
Do all things.
Right. He has that ability. But don't stand far off. Gary?
One thing that's been rattling my pea brain at least is the hope of our call, the hope that we have as believers. So I've had, you know, folks who have illnesses or folks who are passing on, and it's so stark, I think, the difference between the world who has no hope.
Mm-hmm.
And like Annie said, you know, whether you're healed here in the present or the total healing to be with the Lord, our hope is in God. And so I think that whole picture of hope is, that is the difference. I mean, I have one guy I follow, long story short, his wife has lung cancer, and he's a personality, obviously, with that. And this whole string on Facebook is all this, you know, weird stuff, and feel so bad, and blah, 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 working on, like, sending feelings to you, or some kind of craziness, nonsense. And then you see the believer, you know, we're praying in Jesus' name for her healing, you know, we're, you know, seeking God. And so, on one level, it's so clear, zero hope, zip. On the other one, hope. The best thing on the one side is fuzzy feelings. It's sending fuzzy feelings to you.
You have to pick the buzz off afterwards to keep the feelings.
My mom has cousins, and she and I raised it. Oh, you're in my thoughts and prayers. She said, you're in my thoughts. Okay. So the emptiness from that, you know?
I do want to say that I did. As we walk by faith, it says that your faith has made you well or whole. And the one cool thing is as we walk by faith, we know we're pleasing the Lord. Right? And that's the biggest thing, is that I'm walking out by faith. And that is if 90% of the people in the body of Christ would understand that they please God, that would bring a lot of healing in their lives. I'm not saying that, but I'm just, we need to come to a place where we're just walking, resting, trusting, and letting him do what he wants to do. If he wants to take away your bag, right, praise him. We'll work on the rest of it. That's why Paul said, I had to learn to be content. So when the things that didn't seem to be fulfilled, I still learned my contentment and trust was in the Lord. But that's all I have, which isn't much. It's a tough one, but I want you guys, I want to read the next few verses for next week, because that's all we're going to do. Because I want to talk about this a little bit. Because after this healing took place, the Pharisees, now, when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there. For the kingdom of God is within you. That's what I want to talk about next week. So you better have some answers. It's a different, I think it is a different conversation to have for a lot of it, for some issues. So, any thoughts? Let's pray. Father, we do thank you, Lord, and the truth is we don't understand your ways, but we know they're right and true and just. So Lord, as we leave, help us just to walk by faith, trust in you, and leave the rest of these things we don't understand in your hands, knowing that you will do right. We just love you, Jesus.